This year's Alaska Federation of Natives Roger Lang Youth Leadership Awardee is none other than Bethel's own.
Ben Nimkhalga Anderson Akimuk, who is Yupik, grew up in Chivak. Come on up. Grew up in Chivak, Dununuk, Bethel, Anchorage, and Napakyak.
AFN co-chair Anna Hoffman introduced Agimuk to the crowd in Anchorage on Saturday, October 20th.
Kuyana, Anna.
Agimuk wants to make sure other Alaska Native youths pursuing leadership in politics have the same opportunities he's had, knowing how much hard work it takes to get there.
When I was 17 years old, that was the first time I had ever done anything remotely political. I had gone down to Juneau with the school board, and I felt so out of place and inadequate. I had never thought that I would step foot in any type of role again.
But Agimuk did, and he sat down with KYUK in studio last week, following AFN, to talk about what made him never give up. Who are your role models in life?
When I think about certain people in particular, I think about people that have really provided emotional support, such as my Yupik professor, Dr. Waukee Charles. He, you know, reached out to me whenever I was having a hard time and was able to show me love instead of scorn or that kind of stuff. And then, you know, there's people like Charlene Stern, who was our, you know, she's a Gwich Inn lady who is a professor of rural development at UAF, and she's also the academic advisor for the Native Student Union. And there's been other people that have shown their leadership, that have provided themselves as role models and, you know, support. And I've seen them go off and do great things, you know, at the statewide level, such as the tribal advisor to the governor, Barbara Blake. She was one of my advisors at UAF for a group that was to become the Native Student Union. At first, it was called Natives for Positive Change, and she started that group.
So what drew you to politics?
You know, that one's kind of vague to me. I can't really draw a line. I noticed that I started to develop within myself leadership skills in sports in high school. I would make sure that everybody got up on time to make sure that they would get to school and make sure that the team was, you know, doing the right thing so that we would succeed, make sure that they're practicing hard enough and that they're not picking on each other. And then, you know, when I started joining student organizations, I didn't really step into the role right away. I eased into it. And after my first year of college, I decided to change my major to political science with a minor in Alaska Native Studies. My focus in Alaska Native Studies was Alaska Native law, politics, and government. After a few years leading the Native Student Union, I decided to be a student senator. When I decided to be in the student senate, it was because there wasn't any Native representation at that time. After a while, I had encouraged other Native students to join the ASUEF Senate, and that increased the Native representation.
Why is Native leadership important in politics?
Native leadership is important because a Native leader has to be held accountable to culture and to the wellness of our people. Politics can blind people and make people forget where they came from. And it's important that we bring our Indigenous perspectives to the forefront because we have political narratives that bring about healing and decolonizing narratives. And these are less traditional in a Western sense. And it's important because we as Native peoples live a different lifestyle and have a set of values that can't be forgotten. And once they're forgotten, I feel like a Native leader, you know, isn't really doing his or her job.
What would you say the three top things are that you'd want to look at just right now?
Well, you know, there's accountability is one thing. Make sure that our leaders are held accountable for the choices they make in life. Another is age. You know, I want to see younger people getting involved, and I want to see them taking over these roles that our community leaders have. I know when I go to the AVCP convention, it's a lot of older people, and I don't really see a lot of cultivation among the youth. I think that starts at home. I think that starts by bringing young people to the, you know, tribal meetings and to different community functions and letting them know, hey, you're the future. You know, we're not going to be around and you need to start at an early age to help run this community. Another thing is just good Native representation in general everywhere. I want to see good, smart leaders with good values in our city governments, in our tribal governments, in, you know, different boards and commissions at the regional, statewide level, different community levels. And then another thing is to see some type of, you know, a little more cohesion in our patchwork of jurisdiction and, you know, legal areas that we have out here. It's really hard to solve issues like, let's say, like the alcohol issues when there really isn't any, you know, blanket government or that covers everything. So really we need, you know, agreements and different things like that, MOAs, to make sure things get done. And we've seen that, you know, with seeing things such as the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission. And I would just like to see that come to fruition in my lifetime.
The Roger Lang Youth Leadership Award is typically awarded to young men. What are your thoughts about that?
I thought that was interesting that it's a political leadership award only available to young men. And, you know, it's a great award, and it's great to honor our young people for stepping up into leadership positions. I just don't like the fact that it's only available to men, to young men, because I know plenty of young women who are stepping into the political arena, who are doing great and amazing things, and they're not going to be recognized in the same way that I was recognized. There is the Fearless Leader Award, but that's available to every age group. And I just don't think that it's valuing our, you know, our men and our women in the same way.
Last question. What would your message be to youth in high school throughout the YK Delta and throughout the state?
I would say get involved, and it could be in any way. You can start your own initiatives. You can start your own projects. You can ask your own questions. You can ask, hey, why is this happening in our community? It doesn't matter how old you are, and people may not give you the credit and may discount your age, but you can empower yourself and you can say, hey, we have an issue and I want to be a part of the solution. And that's how we're going to change things.
Growing up, I didn't expect to take the path that I'm taking. I knew adversity at an early age and my family knew it too, but we stuck together as much as we could. I knew what poverty is, I know what hunger is, what addiction in the family is, but I also know what love is, and I know where my heart is.
Ben Anderson Agimek accepting the Roger Lang Native Youth Leadership Award at this year's AFN convention.